This is Fresh Air. Last Friday, CBS premiered The Carol Burnett Show, a new variety series that picks up where Burnett had left off back in 1978. The network didn't provide the critics review copies of the series pilot, a move that Fresh Air's TV critic David Bianculli says is usually the sure sign of a bomb. This time, however, David says that rule doesn't apply.
For Carol Burnett, this new series isn't so much a comeback as a come around. After all, she had a weekly sketch comedy showcase in last season's Carol and Company on NBC. But when NBC canceled that series, Carol decided to go back to CBS, and to the same studio and format that had been so successful for 11 years. In Carol and Company, she didn't want to duplicate the kind of show she'd done before. Now, with the new Carol Burnett Show, she's come around. The new show has lots of the old familiar elements. It starts with Carol taking questions from the audience, and the premiere show even made room for Carol's personal good luck charm, Jim Nabors, who was a guest on every opening season show from the old series. This time, though, he's in the audience, not on stage. An observer, not a participant. That's because, though this new Carol Burnett show takes care not to alienate its older, loyal viewers, it wants to appear to younger ones as well. Accordingly, the premiere guest this time was Martin Short, a sketch comedy genius in his own right, and a performer whose fans come from both SCTV and Saturday Night Live. Having Carol Burnett act opposite Martin Short is the variety show equivalent of Dustin Hoffman acting opposite Tom Cruise in Rain Man. It's a way for a veteran performer to get exposed to a whole new generation, as well as for younger actors to display their stuff to people equally unfamiliar with them. And for the most part, this works. As when Burnett played a TV newswoman who's interviewing a very defensive subject. Martin Short's famous, ultra-nervous Saturday Night Live character of Nathan Thurm.
You realize why there is such a controversy surrounding your new film, Jungle Beaver.
Well, Jerry Mathers conducting an affair with his black secretary is a jolting image, I suppose, but am I to be blamed for other people's prejudice? Talk about pressure.
Mr. Thurm, even you can concede that Jungle Beaver is nothing more than a shameless ripoff of Spike Lee's Jungle Fever.
Well, you say ripoff, I prefer the term sampling.
Then you do admit that you sample other films.
I didn't say that. You said that. Why, you think I said that? That's so funny that you think that, don't you think?
Carol has a new supporting cast for this series, but she was smart enough to keep Megan Fay and Richard Kind, the two funniest co-stars of Carol and Company. In this new series, Kind is the closest thing Carol has to a Harvey Korman. But the opener didn't even try to integrate the supporting cast with the headline guest star. Later shows, presumably, will be more democratic. However, the premiere did establish some nice touches. I thought it was neat to see the ragged edges at the end of sketches, hanging around for a while rather than cutting immediately to commercial. And there's some thought and imagination in some of the sketches, as when Carol Burnett and Martin Short play parents attending and reacting to a junior high band recital. The whole skit is a close-up of them in the audience. We never see the band, but boy, do we hear it. I have no idea why CBS kept the first show under wraps, because it worked. And if later shows are as good, the new Carol Burnett show ought to be around a lot more than 13 weeks. Maybe even until 2001.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post. This is Fresh Air.